You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it's time for a trending report. We've got the goods here on what's trending, what news stories you might need to hear about. So for years and years and years, we've heard, well, drinking is bad for you. Then we've heard, well, drinking in moderation is good for you. And then we've heard, drinking is bad for you. Then we've heard, well, one glass of red wine a day can really help you. They can't seem to make up their minds. So now there's a, what they're kind of describing it as an extensive study. And I would say that's for sure, because they looked at the medical records of something like almost 400,000 people.
That's a lot, yeah.
That's pretty extensive, Jer
Bear. It sure is.
This is from Harvard and MIT. Do we trust those guys?
They seem fairly smart.
Legit. They are saying that no drinking is good for you.
What?
None. Not even a single glass of wine a day is what they're claiming.
Well, that's lame.
That's what I said.
That's no
way
to live.
I did have an old-fashioned last night. I made myself an old-fashioned.
Don't do that. You're going to keel over.
And so I'm sitting here as I'm looking at the story, and I'm like, well, why have studies in the past said that it's good for you? And what these smarty pants are saying is that in all of those other studies, the people that drank in moderation already had other good, healthy habits. Like they were eating properly, they were exercising. And okay. So we tended to compare, right? It's like, oh, well, this person drinks a glass of wine a day and look what great health they're in.
All right.
The Harvard and MIT people say it's because those people were exercising to begin with.
They were healthy already.
Anyway, look, I'm just the messenger. So you can do with that study what you want. I know what I'm doing with it.
Trash it.
I'm filing it right there. So this was funny, too. This happened just the other day where I got the little front doorbell warning. You know, it's like a movement warning at the front door. And that generally means that it's a delivery.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have to ring the doorbell. Just my phone will kind of vibrate like, oh, there's somebody at your front door. And I look out there and there's a package sitting there. And then I start scratching my head. What did I order? Did I order something? I went out and surveyed thousands of people, and they found that two out of every three of us, including me and Jeremy, maybe you, have purchased something online and totally forgotten about it until it actually shows up at the front door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. What is this?
And what's funny is that half of those people, and I'm also in this category, couldn't remember what it was even until we opened the box.
Yeah. That's kind of fun, though. It's a little surprise.
Like, oh, it's sort of like Christmas, hey. I guess, right?
I forgot about that.
Now some people can remember when ordering crap online and having it delivered was a new thing.
It was an experience.
It was. And you would be like rubbing your hands together. Oh, it's going to be here in 10 days. It would sometimes take, 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah. And then you truly would forget about it.
You almost ran out to the, to the curb to meet the USPS when they showed up.
That's funny.
Now we just do it so willy-nilly all the time, we can't even remember what the hell we bought. They also found that 3 out of 4 people have buyer's remorse with online purchases. Well, who are the 1 in 4 that don't?
Right. They're happy with everything?
Is that for real?
Is that for real? Hey, speaking of your little movement on your doorbell camera, funny thing happened over the weekend because we were out of town and there was movement at our front door. So I was like, whoa. So I hopped on really quick to see what the motion was. And it was this big old fox. And this fox came running up to our front porch, proceeded to squat and take a big old poop, and then ran off. I'll have to send you the video of it. I was like,
I want to see it.
Just not that ran up. He pooped on my porch and ran off.
Not that I have a thing for watching wildlife defecate, but I mean, I would like to see that.
Of all the places. I'm like, what's this fox doing? I was like, oh, a fox.
I can see the next delivery person coming to your house.
He's like, stepping in it.
What are these people doing? And then how about this? Taylor Swift and I have something in common, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Neither of us has a college degree.
Oh.
But now Taylor's going to beat me to it. She is receiving an honorary degree from NYU. She will speak at their commencement ceremony at Yankee Stadium. How cool would that be if you're going to graduate? Your ceremonies are held at Yankee Stadium.
That's pretty cool.
Taylor never went to college. She is going to be awarded an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree.
Good. She deserves it.
How do I get one of those?
Start singing about ex-boyfriends and stuff. She's going to be impossible to live with now.
I know. The story points out that it's just an individual honor. They don't hold any real-world value outside of that. So, no, Taylor is not actually a doctor now.
Right.
I guess they have to explain that to some people.
Is there a doctor on the plane?
I got to tell you something. If some school ever awarded me an honorary doctorate, you damn well believe I'm going to call myself Dr. Testa.
Oh, I know you would.
Probably will never happen. What else is trending?
Well, speaking of stadiums, somebody stuck a microphone in Joe Ellis's face. He's the CEO and president of the Broncos, and he was saying, nah, no new owner yet, but they're feeling pretty strongly that they should have one before September. They're still searching. They also said that the fire damage at the stadium should be fixed before the start of this new season, hopefully. But really, the big question is are we going to get a new stadium, essentially? He's saying this new owner, you know, when they're shelling out $4 billion to buy the team, they might want a shiny new place for the Broncos to live.
Mm-hmm.
If not, there's something like a half a billion dollars in repairs and upgrades that are needed to the current Mile High. So Joe was saying this new owner is going to have a decision whether they feel like that this stadium could limp along for just a little bit more, or if they want a beautiful new one, you know, like the Las Vegas stadium. They want something pretty.
LA one is insane.
The LA or
SoFi in Southern Cal is
beautiful. Or the AT&T Stadium in Dallas there. Beautiful.
Yeah, I was reading some article about a month ago. They were talking about how for owners these days, since they're paying billions, the stadium is their bragging rights with other owners.
It's like it's a big trophy sitting there, essentially.
Right.
You know,
and you know, our owner owns the LA Rams, owns SoFi,
yep,
and he has the ultimate bragging rights right now,
yep,
because that stadium is
phenomenal.
It's mind-boggling.
Believe it or not, our current Mile High is 21 years old already.
You
see, the average age for a stadium in the league is 19 years old. And that's like
so
old.
We have one of the older ones.
I know, and it's like I could still remember that thing being built and mm-hmm, opening, and everyone was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it still looks great when you drive by.
Do you remember the uproar when they were going to tear down the old Mile High Stadium to build this one?
And everyone's like, what?
And now we're already ready to tear down this one.
Get something new and pretty. So,
you know, there's the whole debate over whether or not the taxpayers should pay for it.
Yeah.
A lot of people get really mad about that. They're like, hey, these guys pay $4 billion for a team.
Let them build
their own damn stadium.
I don't even like football. Why am I chipping in? So anyway, that's making the rounds this morning. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock. Big, long statement.
Blah,
if you want to go
blah.
Online and read it, check it out. Now, the big stink this morning is on TikTok, just a few days before the Oscars, Jada was on there talking about her bald head, and here's what she had to say.
I don't give two craps what people feel about this bald head of mine, because guess what? I love it.
Oh, so she doesn't care if people talk about it. But they did.
Saw something where Chris Rock was saying he didn't even know about her condition.
He didn't even know. So it's like, well, can you blame him? I don't know. This is still going on.
Who cares about these people in the long run?
I will say there's a fun website out this morning. It's on our Facebook if you want to check it out, where you can actually slap Chris Rock. There's a hand and his face, and you use your mouth to swing the hand over and hit him in the face.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say I did it for a few minutes. It was kind of fun. Jason Momoa's trending. He was on the red carpet, and they were asking him if he was going to get back together with Lisa Bonet, and he said, no, we're not getting back together, but we'll be family forever, blah, blah, blah. But later that evening, Jason was seen at the Vanity Fair after party with Kate Beckinsale, Dom.
My ex.
Standing at a bar chatting. They had smiles on their faces. This story says they were very much into their conversation. They were very flirtatious. He put his arm around her a few times and gave her his jacket to stay warm. So this is the couple we all want to see right here, Momoa and Beckinsale.
Don't you imagine how much that jacket must have swallowed her?
She's like, it's so heavy. It's so she heavy. Please help.
She could have fit inside the sleeve of one of his jackets.
He's like, come on, climb into the sleeve here. She is a tiny little human, isn't she?
She's small and he is like ripped.
He's massive. So that's, I want to see those two kids together. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Funny article and video of school pictures that went really wrong, really bad. A lot of those photo companies that come into the school can like superimpose backgrounds now on your kids' photos.
Screen.
It's a green screen. Well, one photography company showed up to this school on St. Patrick's Day to take pictures with their green screen. And a lot of the kids were wearing green, as you can imagine. So now when they superimpose the background, it basically makes the kid disappear into the picture and there's all these little floating heads.
That's
it's really
great.
Funny. It's quite comical. So it's worth a click. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.